Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Nature makes the things we love. That's why Walmart and the Walmart Foundation are committed to help protect, manage, or restore at least 50 million acres of land and 1 million square miles of ocean by 2030.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
It is Monday, the 3rd of August, the year 2020. You probably knew that, though. So this is Activity Quest, the podcast all about getting out and about this summer, and I'm your host, Josh. Now, in this episode, right, Dan is off to ZSL London Zoo. We're finding out how you can bring the Atmos and the sort of joie de vivre of Notting Hill Carnival to your living room, no matter where you are in the UK. George is giving you loads too, from visiting Roman baths to discovering some great new stories. And of course, Anna Louise is here and is giving us an update from the old mini Motley farm. Now, you may remember some chicks were hatching last week. We're discovering how that went, and she has a surprise for one very lucky listener.
Josh, just a quick idea. I know you're hosting this week. Do we think an Activity Quest listener could name one of the chicks? We've got so many chicks to name, and I'm stuck for ideas. I need a bit of help. What do you reckon?
I absolutely think we can do that, but keep listening to find out how you go about submitting your entries for that chick. Now, Activity Quest is all about getting active this summer and seeing things on your doorstep or from your doorstep. There are zoos across the country this week. Dan's at one of the biggest and best.
You join me on a pretty wild day out today. I've come on an adventure, come to ZSL London Zoo just by Regent's Park, having a look round to see how the animals are getting on. Now, things are slightly going back to normal and they've got proper people roaming around their lands. Let's go check it out. ZSL London Zoo is massive, and it's right in the middle of the city. It was opened in 1828 and is home to almost 20,000 animals, one of which was pretty eager to say hello.
Oh, look who's come to
say, Gertie.
Very quickly, just because we've got an amazing creature just in front of us. I'm with Tori. We're in the primate enclosure, and he just ran away. Tori, who did we have in that grass just a second ago?
We just had Alika and Gurnet, our two toddlers of the gorilla family.
Toddler, gorilla. Just tell us a bit more about what constitutes a toddler gorilla. How big are they? What's their life like?
So Alika and Gurnet both are born here. And Gurnet is 4, Alika is 5, so toddler age in human years. They live with their mums, Majuku and Effie. And I think gorilla life is quite fun, especially Gurnet. He is a bit of a mischievous boy with them, always wrestling with Alika and always trying to play slaps with his mum.
They're just amazing. So we've got 3 in front of us. So we've got Gurnet just over here on our left, right behind the bushes, just coming out. Who's that?
That's Majuku. So that she's mum to Alika, who's just standing next to Gurnet. And Gurnet is Effie's baby. She might be inside at the moment, but she'll probably pop out as everyone else has come out as well.
What's animal life like for a gorilla? Is it the same kind of thing as me, my mum, my dad, siblings, like watching telly every day? Are they doing the same thing, just chilling out of an evening? What do they kind of get up to?
They are very, very, very clever. And we give them lots of different enrichments. So you might notice on the Gorilla Island where we're standing, we've got loads of boomer balls. We've got mesh boxes that we can hide food in. We sometimes do scent trails. So up high on their climbing frame, we can put little scent trails for them. But they have lots of different enrichment types as well, but they also like to people watch, especially Majuki. She likes to keep an eye on people. She's a bit of a sly one there.
Now, Activity Quest is all about getting families out because there's been such a pause recently that we haven't been able to do anything. How have you found the creatures have been over the last few months when there's not been any random humans kind of roaming into their territory?
I think at first they might have thought it was Christmas Day, as that's the only day we were closed throughout the year. So I think it was like a Christmas Day. Oh, there's no one here. And then we had to give them more attention because, like I said, especially with the gorillas, they do like to people watch. So us coming in and giving them more enrichment, spending a bit more time with them, did help with that. And as soon as we were reopened, they were absolutely really happy to see all people again, especially Majuku. Like I said, she loves people watching.
Now, the park is divided into lots of different areas, and there are currently 3 one-way routes in operation, which means that you're taken past, well, everything, really. The route that I started on took me out of Gorilla Kingdom and onto Penguin Beach next. Down here in Penguin Beach, it's a scorching hot day. There's this massive pool in front of us, and I've been told that it's even hotter here than anywhere else in the zoo. And would you believe it? There's only 2 of these magnificent Humboldt penguins actually in the water, cooling off. Now, that is because, fun fact of the day, here we go, they molt during this time of the year, which means they're losing a lot of their hair, which means they need to eat a lot more. So they're just kind of chilling out on the rock a little way away in more baking heat, just kind of feeling sorry for themselves. Get in the water, what are they doing? And then I got my best Sir David Attenborough impression on. Got to keep it down. Lions asleep in front of me. I've come to the land of the lions, where they've got a pride of 4 Asiatic lions. Now, there are lions in India. They're critically endangered. There's only 500 left in the world. They've got 4 here, and they're really looking after them. It's a scorching hot day, I've said it before. And they're right next to the window. Everyone's crowding round. When you come and see the lions, don't be surprised if they're sleeping, lazing around, not doing anything. It is magnificent to watch them in their slumber in the shade during the summer. But in the wild, you forget they sleep for 20 hours a day. They only really use their energy when they're on big pounces, big hunts, ready to get their food. That's why here at ZSL, they don't feed their lions at regular times that they would expect. They make them hunt for the food. They make them clamber up seesaws. They make them climb trees to try and get it. I even stumbled upon a few surprises. Now, I know my animals pretty well, I like to think, but I've just met a creature that I did not know existed. It's an okapi. It's the only relative of the giraffe, and it's an elusive beast as well. It's kind of half giraffe, half zebra, a little bit of horse thrown in there as well. It looks magnificent with zebra legs, black and white, striped all the way up. This amazing brown matte coat that just covers it. And also, they're about to have a baby okapi as well, because she's pregnant. Brilliant news for the breeding and for conservation and for keeping things going around here. And then just like that, I arrived back at the entrance. My tour of ZSL London Zoo complete. It's been an amazing day out here. You've got 18,000 different creatures, different animals to look at while you're here, spread across so many acres right in the heart of London. The city kind of built around it, really. And it's a charity, ZSL. All the money that they get goes back into the conservation. Recently, with everything that's going on, they've not raised as much money as they clearly would have liked. So, if you fancy a good day out, if you fancy getting wild, having an adventure, seeing some amazing animals, what better way than to buy a ticket and to come here and to experience and see these creatures so magnificently looked after yourself? You can find out all the details for a brilliant day out for you and your family online. Search for ZSL London Zoo.
So that is Dan's actual job, if you can believe that. That's someone's job, going to a zoo. So I guess send in your applications to be a Fun Kids radio presenter. He calls it hard work. Don't know about that. Anyway, absolutely, ZSL.org/London is the place to find out more about that and get your tickets. Now, last week, Dan went to the Cutty Sark, which is a big old sort of ship in London. Looks like a pirate ship, but it didn't actually do any pirating. Also, they claim, here are some comments we've had from you. Fluffy Unicorn says, Activity Quest is so good. I like a few extras in words. It's fun enough. You're absolutely amazing. No, Fluffy Unicorns, you are absolutely amazing. We're just having fun. The General Ledger says, I love this podcast. Pretty cool. And Patrick, their username is Mr. Camel. Yeah, I guess, you know, if you're going to be an official camel, doing official business, going to the camel doctors, you're going to be known as Mr. Camel. Anyway, from Apple Podcast, they say, I've been to Cutty's Ark and it's really fun and interesting. The Eden Project is really beautiful as well. Thanks for your reviews, and in honour of Mr. Camel, show us camels in your reviews this week. We want lots of camel emojis in the reviews, please. Plaster them in. And remember that we want to hear what you're up to getting out and about this summer. So get in touch at funkidslive.com/activityquest. Send us your thoughts as a video or as an audio clip. You can upload photos too, whatever you want, and we might use them in future episodes. So time to find out what's on Elsewhere with old Georgie Boy.
Super jealous of Dan going to London Zoo there, but if you can't get the ZSL London Zoo, Edinburgh Zoo is also open. It's home to over 2,500 amazing and endangered animals, and it's set in over 82 acres of wooded hillside. There are birds, reptiles, fish, and more. Plus, you can visit the UK's only giant pandas in a purpose-made enclosure. Book a time slot in advance at edinburghzoo.org.uk. The zoo's open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tickets start at £12.50, which includes a donation. If the past few months have taught us anything, it's that washing and keeping clean is a good idea. And the Romans knew that too. They had big communal baths, and the Roman baths in Bath are now open. You can't bathe there, but you can walk around. And like most places, you'll need to book in advance and show your ticket on your phone at the door. There's a one-way system in place, but you can still get an audio tour to find out all about its history. Tickets go fast. A family of five will cost you £63. Find out more at romanbaths.co.uk. And storymuseum.org.uk is the place to go to book tickets to the Story Museum in Oxford. They're reopening in phases. The ground floor galleries are open this Thursday, the 6th of August. Collect your very own story car and set off to a land of picture books, nursery rhymes and traditional tales for the very young. Tickets start at £5. The cafe and shop is open. And yes, you must book in advance. So do that at storymuseum.org.uk.
Stuff is opening all the time, so remember to check before you travel. And it was announced on Friday that face coverings have to be worn in galleries, cinemas and museums, as well as shops from this weekend. So bear that in mind too. Of course, there are still things you can do at home as well. So if you can't get out and about just yet, worry not. Why don't you try doing a self-portrait? Now, I tried this and it took me about 3 days, but I have a very visually noisy face. There's a lot going on. So hopefully for you, it won't be such a long process. And it's a lot of fun. It doesn't have to just be a pencils or paint either. You could try cutting up a magazine, like putting other people's eyes in different places, different hairstyles. You could have loads of fun with it. Do whatever you like. Or maybe, like, if drawing's not your thing, you could do what I genuinely did about 3 years ago, where it's just a really hot summer's day. I was sipping on some delicious lemonades with some friends. You know when, like, a lemonade, oh, so a hot day, you finally sit down, you order a lemonade. Oh, yes, please. It's beautiful. So I had quite a few lemonades, and I met someone who described themselves as an artist, and I asked if they could paint a picture of me on a horse riding from a castle fighting a beast. They said they can, and there's a price. So I paid that price. I mean, you know, you get giddy when you had lemonades, don't you? So it wasn't a mistake, but it's an expensive piece of art that I would say a lot of people don't want to see. Anyway, moving on. You do the self-portrait. It'll be a lot more fun than commissioning a piece of art when you've had too many lemonades. So if you're looking for something else this summer as well, this is pretty cool. It's also through the TV channel Pop. So they've got a big summer festival on, right, called Pop Fest. And they have a way for you to get on TV. Yes, please. Everybody's dream. Don't mind that. So it takes place in your living room, like so many things do. So it's easy to be a part of. And basically, you need to submit your very own talent clip. Something you're doing, like a special skill. Maybe you can juggle. Maybe you can speak really quickly. It could be anything. but you've just got to send that in and you could make it on to TV. So if you want to find out more about that and how to enter, go to funkidslive.com to see how you enter the PopFest competition. So one other festival that's happening is Notting Hill Carnival, a great festival in London, normally packed with people and food, and the atmosphere is amazing. But this year, like so many things, it's going to be a little bit different. So it's taking part across the UK. You can get involved. And this is Asha Morris. Asha, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Asha's the child ambassador of Notting Hill Carnival, and Bex is finding out more too.
Now, tell me, I am absolutely desperate to know. Now, you must be pretty gutted with Carnival kind of, it's not really happening in real life this year, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of sad.
Yeah, because you've been performing since you were five.
Yeah.
What have you been doing at Carnival? How do you perform?
So what I do is there's people that make costumes for us, and then you can either buy a costume or they make a certain T-shirt that you can wear.
Right.
And we have a float, and then we just go around the whole of Notting Hill. And we dance, we listen to music, we get food, and we just have fun.
I mean, that sounds amazing. So you're normally on the float going around waving at people, dancing?
Yeah. And people from like different places come to join us.
Oh man, that sounds amazing. And tell me, because I am a big fan of festival food, what is the best food you can get at Notting Hill Carnival?
The Caribbean is like 10 out of 10. I love it.
So what's your favourite thing normally at the carnival when it's on every year? Because I've never been and I'm desperate to go. Tell me, guide me through what the best things are.
Okay, my favourite part is obviously, I've said already, is dressing up in the amazing costumes. And my second favourite part is listening to all of the music. So there's different types of sound systems that you can go to. And because we're on a float, we can go around and listen to all different types. And we even have our own. So I love the music.
And do you go for all 3 days normally?
Sometimes I don't go on a Monday because that's normally for adults.
Right, so you're there the weekend?
Yeah, we're on the weekend.
Oh man, so tell me, so this year, it's obviously everything's had to go online, everything's had to be a bit virtual. How are Notting Hill Carnival doing the carnival online?
So what you do is you can sign up to the virtual carnival through the Notting Hill website. And then there's many different activities you can participate in, such as there's different sound systems. There's like a steel pan, which is an instrument that they play. And then there's also an interview. There's interviews that you can do. And then there's like costumes that and pictures you can look at. And it's even though it's on website, you can still just imagine you being there. I'm going to be decorating my living room. I had a costume this year that I'm going to ask if I could wear. If not, I wore another costume that I have here, which I'm going to wear probably, and decorate my room. Decorate basically the whole of my house.
Yes, that's amazing.
To get that spirit.
Also, will you be like cooking dinner as well, or will you get like someone else to cook some nice food for you?
Me and my mum are going to cook Caribbean food, like rice and peas, chicken, festivals, dumplings, soup, any kind. Anything you can think of, we're going to make.
Oh man, I'm well up for that. That sounds delicious. So obviously you're good this year that it's not happening in real life, but it sounds like it's going to be kicking off in people's homes, which means anybody can take part in it, right?
Yeah, in Notting Hill, you can still dress up, have that carnival vibe, make food, just try to make it as possible as you can to like have fun, really.
And I've got to ask, are you going to be putting pictures like all over online? Surely you've got to be, you've got to be getting,
yeah, definitely.
I bet there'll be so many amazing pictures of people just having the spirit inside them in their homes rather than outside this year. Well, it sounds awesome. And remind me again, I remind everybody listening, what weekend is Notting Hill Carnival going online? Do you know?
Notting Hill Carnival is happening online on August bank holiday weekend.
Oh, what a time to shine. That'll be so good. Well, Asha, thank you so much for talking
to
us. And thank you. And I can't wait to check out Carnival going online. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be brilliant.
Yes, please. That sounds incredible. Big fan of that. It's going to be so much fun. So if you want to find out more about how to get involved, the website is nhcarnival.org. So nhcarnival is all one word. And it's all happening online at the end of this month. So send us your photos if you get involved with that. Make some costumes. We'd love to see them. Send them in at funkidslive.com. And from the city to the countryside now, every week we're visiting Anna Louise on her farm. It's called the Mini Motley Farm, and she's got 100 rescue and rare breed animals, including miniature horses, miniature chickens, and miniature sheep. Loves miniature animals over there. I mean, there's 100 of them. You want them to be small, don't you? 100 giraffes. Think of the cleaning up as well. But last week, we were waiting for some chicks to hatch, and some of them have. So keep listening, because Anna Louise has got a surprise for you.
I'm at the Mini Motley Farm maternity unit, where we've got the baby animals, and all the chicks are out to play at the moment. They're looking for their lunch, so I'm going to give them some of their chick crumb. It's got all the vitamins and minerals in it. I'm just sieving it out now to make sure I've got the right amount. They're having one scoop in their bowl. And we've got chicks of every shape, size and colour. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 at the moment, with 10 eggs still to hatch, which is really exciting. It's really fun watching them grow and play and learn and copy their mum as well. The mum at the moment is scratching her beak and cleaning her beak on the floor of the pen. And the chicks, one by one, will then copy the mum and learn from the mum's behaviour. They are mini-me's, which is really cute and so interesting and fascinating to watch. And I actually heard the most amazing thing the other day. I've never experienced this in the years and years and years that I've lived on the family farm. We have never had this before. I was giving the enclosure a little bit of a clean out, because we have to take out the poos and make sure it's nice and comfy and cosy for the chicks and their mum. And I needed to check the eggs, the 10 eggs left to hatch. So I counted them and I felt them just to see if they were still warm, which they were. So we have to make sure that the eggs are kept warm or they won't hatch. And I listened very closely and very softly, and I picked one up really gently, and I could hear the egg cheeping, which was phenomenal. I've never experienced that ever in my life. I was blown away. I felt so emotional that there is this little chick inside the egg. It hadn't cracked the egg yet. It wasn't starting to hatch. It was just cheeping. It's called peeping. The eggs are called peeping when that happens. And it's a sign that in 2 days' time, the egg is ready to hatch. Because as the chicks prepare to come into the world, they break through a little sac in the egg. And it's an air sac, so it's just before the eggshell. And once they've broken into that little air sac, they can then cheep and chirp and make little noises and communicate with their mum. So that's what the chick was doing. It was saying, I'm almost ready. I'm nearly coming, guys. Wait for me. We've started naming the chicks because it's always so tempting. As we start to get to know their characters and their personalities, we then start to give them names. And our first chick that we've named is a rich golden colour, really bright, really vivid. And she is sassy. She is full of personality. She's very confident. She swaggers around the enclosure. She's got a real strut. She loves to stand up tall with her shoulders back. She's the first to flap her wings. And she is full of attitude. So we've called her, because of the heat wave this week, we have called her Sassy Sunny. Sunny because of the weather. Sunny because we actually don't know whether she's a girl or boy yet. We have to wait a little bit later to work out the gender, because they're too young at the minute. So Sunny works for a girl or a boy, and she is sassy. She is savage. So this is the perfect name for her.
Oh, what a great name. What a great name. I wonder how long it took to come up with. So I'm going to do something slightly unusual now, but very special. Anna Louise sent me a voice message yesterday evening, so let me play it for you. Here's what it said.
Josh, just a quick idea. I know you're hosting this week. Do we think an Activity Quest listener could name one of the chicks? We've got so many chicks to name, and I'm stuck for ideas. I need a bit of help. What do you reckon?
I reckon that is a great idea. So, all right, here's what we're going to do. Listen up. This is how it's going to work. If you want to name one of Anna Louise's chicks, and who wouldn't, right? You're going to go to the Fun Kids website right now, funkidslive.com, and there is a big image that says, name this chick. So you fill in the form, let us know what you think it should be called, and Anna Louise is going to pick the best name next week. So get your suggestions in by this Friday. That's the 6th of August. Do it right now, please. I mean, there's so many options, isn't there? You could go for, like, Mr. Chicken, Chicken Biggles, Hey Chick, Chick Esquire, Chicken Esquire, Lord Chickory. Oh, and that's just off the top of my head. So, yes, get your suggestions in by Friday, the 6th of August. Do it right now. FunKidsLive.com is the place to name the Activity Quest chick. All right, that is it for today. I've been your host, Josh, and if you're looking for stuff to do, why don't you try some of the things we mentioned in this episode? We've given you loads to do, get out and about in this podcast, and all you need to do is, well, do them. So tell us what you get up to at funkidslive.com/activityquest, and we might use what you send us in a future episode. Remember, rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening to this. We want camels in the comments, please. Yes, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.